Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 19th episode of my PHP Serverless News, a trio of Lambda Summer releases. Today is Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 19. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. This summer, AWS released a trio of Lambda features of significance to PHP devs. On July 17th, Lambda announced console to IDE integration. On the same day, Lambda announced remote debugging. On August 7th, Lambda announced a new GitHub action. In the Lambda console, there is now a button labeled Open in Visual Studio Code. You click this and your Lambda function code opens in Visual Studio. You can then edit your Lambda function in VS Studio. Visual Studio Code, and then deploy your changes back to Lambda. You will need the AWS toolkit installed. If it's not installed, you will be asked to install it. If you are creating new Lambda functions in the AWS console, then look for the Open in VS Code button in the Getting Started pop-up. Changes that you make in VS Code, editing code, adding new files and folders, will trigger an automatic deployment prompt. By the way, if you are in the AI mindset, this is a regular prompt, not an AI prompt. The changes you make in VS Code will trigger a deployment prompt. When you choose to deploy, the AWS toolkit deploys your Lambda function to your AWS account. I have not used this, and I do not have hard, solid proof one way or the other, but so far it looks like this deployment does not involve the CDK. The implication is that if you are currently deploying your Lambda by way of the CDK, and you are using this new feature, you are likely inducing drift with this feature, so take care with that, please. Hand in hand with this integration is the new ability to debug in VS Code. This is from the announcement. Once developers have their functions in their IDE, they can use remote debugging to debug Lambda functions deployed in their AWS account directly from VS Code. The key benefit of remote debugging is that it allows developers to debug functions running in the cloud while integrated with other AWS services, enabling faster and more reliable development. The problem is that it can be a pain in the replicating the production environment when developing. I think they made a mistake in how they worded this in the announcement. It says that developers can now debug the execution environment of the function running in the cloud within seconds, rather than spending time setting up a local environment that might not match production. Well, I highly doubt that we are debugging the execution environment, or maybe I'm taking this the wrong way, but I have no doubt that the word executing was on the author's mind in the sense of executing code. I have no doubt that the author had the word environment at the very top of his mind, and this is that we can run our code in an environment similar to the production environment. If you were deep into Lambda, when you think of these two words, they come out as execution environment. Anyways, the announcement has a remote debugging Hello World function written in PHP. Just having a little fun here. Did I say PHP? I meant to say Python. But you could set breakpoints and then remote invoke the code. The code will be running in the cloud after it is invoked. We can monitor our code status in real time in VS Code at the break times execution is paused. Local variable values can be inspected. We could continue execution to the next breakpoint or step into the code line by line. The announcement says that the new capabilities work together to create more streamlined development experience. Developers can start in the console quickly, transition to VS Code using the console to IDE integration and then use remote debugging to debug their functions running in the cloud. This workflow eliminates the need to switch between multiple tools and environments. Okay, these features are free. However, with remote debugging, you pay for the standard Lambda cost. Now, I assume that custom runtimes are not supported yet, but it's important to know about this feature, and I will be keeping an eye out for when PHP is supported. Big announcement on August 7th is the new GitHub action. I highly recommend that you click on the GitHub repo link in the announcement and look at action.yaml in the root. Then look at the examples folder in the repo and then read the docs. From their announcement, previously, development teams building serverless applications using Lambda had to write custom scripts or AWS command line interface commands to update Lambda functions from GitHub Actions. This required them to manually package function code artifacts, configure AWS identity and access management permissions, set up error handling. This process led to repetitive boilerplate code across repositories, increased onboarding time for new developers, increased risk of deployment errors. Now, this new GitHub action provides a simplified way to deploy changes to Lambda functions using declarative configuration in GitHub Actions workflow, eliminating the complexity of manual deployment steps. This action supports both zip file and container image deployments, handles code packaging automatically, and integrates seamlessly with IAM OpenID Connect authentication. Again, I've not used this, I don't know for sure, but it does not look like this GitHub action necessarily involves CDK. I really have this drift seared into my head. The first party docs start off by saying you can use GitHub actions to automatically deploy Lambda functions when you push code or config changes to your repo. The deploy Lambda function action provides declarative simple YAML interface, blah, blah, blah. The docs continue with setting up the credentials. And that wraps up this episode. I will be talking about this PHP Serverless News podcast in this month's PHP Serverless Project Update podcast episode. Thank you for listening to this 19th episode of my PHP Serverless News, a trio of Lambda summer releases. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, September 9th. Yes, Tuesday, September 9th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.